Hello, my name is Paul Boag and you're listening to Digital Insights. This episode of the show is brought to you by Mack Weldon. They provide some of the most comfortable underwear, socks, shorts and hoodies, as well as sweatpants that I've ever seen. When I checked out their website, it was amazingly straightforward buying experience and really well-designed products. It almost makes me wish that I lived in the US or Canada. To try them out for yourself, check out mackweldon.com and use the promo code INSIGHTS for 20% off. In today's show, I want to talk to those of you who run web design businesses and answer the one question that is most burning in your mind. How do I get more clients and better clients? It's the number one thing I get asked from people who I coach. They want to know how to get more and better clients. And in almost every case, these business owners are relying almost exclusively on word of mouth to generate business. And that is not going to cut it, despite the fact that we're told time and time again that if we just create great work, then clients will follow. Unfortunately, that's bullshit. Let me just be entirely clear. Producing great work is not the secret to how to get more and better clients. That is the delusion that successful people believe, that they think their success is down to talent. In truth, mostly it's down to a combination of good luck, timing, hard work, and self-promotion. Now, yes, the quality of your work obviously is a factor. However, it is not the only reason why some have clients lining up at the door or even the primary course. There are many more talented designers and developers than those you see in magazines or speaking at conferences. Designers and developers who struggle to keep work coming in while less talented colleagues are turning away clients. So what's the secret? Is it word of mouth recommendation? Well, yes and no. Another common misconception many business owners have is that word of mouth recommendation is how you get more clients. Most of those I coach rely exclusively on word of mouth recommendation for new business. However, let's be clear, the quality of your work is not the only factor that influences word of mouth recommendation. Customer service is probably more significant in getting recommendations than actually the quality of your work is. If you want to know how to get more clients, then treating your existing clients well will go a long way, probably further than creating world-class work in most situations. Even so, word of mouth recommendation, however it comes, is not going to be enough. Don't get me wrong, word of mouth recommendation is without a doubt the best type of marketing you're ever going to get. However, that doesn't mean it should be the only type of marketing you do. It's also not necessarily the answer to the question of how to get more clients. You see, word of mouth recommendation has two significant drawbacks. First, word of mouth recommendation is largely a passive approach. In other words, you have a relatively limited number of options when things go quiet. If you're relying exclusively on word of mouth recommendation, you can ask some clients to recommend you, but that's about it. You've got no way of stimulating new leads. Second, word of mouth recommendation will typically create more of the same kind of client. If you want to know how to get better clients, then word of mouth recommendation probably isn't your answer. With word of mouth recommendation, clients are recommending you to their peers and contacts. That means they usually are recommending you to similar companies. Yes, occasionally they might recommend you to a supplier or one of their own customers. However, most of the time, the majority of recommendations will be to similar companies. The result is that word of mouth recommendations will generally get you more of the same kind of work. It won't help you to radically change the companies you're reaching and attracting. So if producing great work is not enough and word of mouth recommendations will only take you so far, then what is the answer? The only solution to how to get more and better clients is to have a well-designed and executed marketing plan. Yes, you will continue to get word of mouth recommendations, but having a marketing plan will allow you to ensure a continual stream of leads and help you target the kinds of clients you want to attract. Now, a good marketing plan for your business will consist of three elements. Number one, a method of gaining the attention of prospects. Number two, a way of maintaining contact with prospects. And number three, an approach for converting those prospects. Now, entire books have been written on these subjects, but I do want to quickly look at these three areas because the kind of marketing most web design businesses need to do is very simple. However, I do see a lot of mistakes being made. One common mistake is that web design businesses focus entirely on their own blog, their newsletter, and social media channel at the expense of other opportunities. The problem with this approach is they often haven't first built up a following. Just as good design is no guarantee of attention, then neither is good content. You can write the best blog post in the world, but if nobody sees it, it achieves nothing. You need to establish some ways of attracting attention in the first place. Some of the methods I use include guest posts, speaking, network events, participating in online communities, giving interviews on podcasts, and targeted SEO. There are other approaches too, including paid advertising. However, for me at least, I've found that the above is a lot better for long-term benefits than things like advertising. Because I have limited time, I focus my efforts on places where I know my chosen audience are. I write guest posts for my target audience's blogs, speak at their events, participate in their communities, and so on. It's not enough for people to hear from you once either. They need to see your name cropping up several times before you're going to get their attention. That's why it's so important to be focused on a few specific places or on a small, well-defined audience rather than having a scattergun approach. Once you've got your attention, then the next step is to hold it. Another common mistake I observe from those I coach is that they try and sell the moment they've got somebody's attention. But that is built on a false assumption that a person will be ready to buy as soon as they hear about you. And that's rarely the case. The chances of gaining a prospect's attention at the exact moment that they have a project is going to be fairly minimal. That's why the success of cold calling is so low. Instead, we need a way of holding the attention of our prospects. We need to ensure that they remember us when the moment finally comes to buy. You could do that by providing ongoing value in the form of blog posts, newsletters, podcasts like this one, and other content marketing methods. Unfortunately, this is another area where web design businesses often make mistakes. First, most business owners tend to be very ad hoc in their content marketing efforts. There can often be months between posts or newsletters, during which time the prospect forgets you exist. When they do post, the value is often low, in part because it's sporadic, but also because the content is often self-promotional. Because it provides so little value to prospects, people are quick to unsubscribe from the newsletter or stop visiting the blog. However done right, it's possible to build a compelling sales funnel that keeps a potential client engaged by providing them with ongoing value. Eventually, a project will come along. The prospect will think of you and reach out. Of course, there's a big difference between a lead and a signed contract. And again, this is an area I see mistakes being made. The most common of which is web design businesses giving up too early on a lead. My father is actually an accomplished salesperson, and he gave me the best piece of sales advice I've ever received when I first set up my own business. He advised me to follow a lead to destruction, never giving up until a person says no. It's common for a prospect to go quiet after initially contacting you. Maybe your quote was too high, or perhaps your contact was just busy with other work. The point is you don't know if you don't maintain the conversation. However, all too often web design businesses fail to follow up on leads. In fact, 48% of salespeople never follow up on a prospect and 25% of people only follow up once, with only 12% following up three times. The really shocking part is that 80% of sales are made on the 5th to 12th contact. Unfortunately, most of those I coach have no customer relationship management in place to manage these leads. Even when they do know how important it is to follow up with a lead, they tend to rely on their memories to chase people. And that is going to mean opportunities falling between the gaps. Look, many web design business owners seem to have a very passive approach to sales and marketing, and that's extremely dangerous and will fail to address the question of how to get more clients. It leads to many people contacting me when the work dries up and they're desperate to find new clients. However, by that time, it's too late. Putting a sales funnel in place takes time. It takes a lot of hard work and consistency over many years. So my question for you is whether you're prepared for when the work does dry up. Because if not, don't wait until it's too late. Sales might be healthy now, but one day it won't be. And you'll need to have a way of avoiding that eventuality and recovering if it does happen.